And now I want to welcome into the studio Margaret Walsh, who is a coordinator with North Dublin MABS in the Coolock office. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, John.
So as we do all the time, remind the people about MABS and some of the services that are available.
Okay, John. Well, I work in the Coolock office, as you said, of North Dublin MABS. And MABS is a government-funded organisation to help people who are in debt or at risk of getting into debt. I know we've had a couple of other shows where I've gone into a lot of detail about all the different things MABS does. Basically, brief outline is if you're in debt or at risk of getting into debt, contact us. There's a wide variety of things we can assist with you. And I mean, there's so many debts out there that some people might think MABS are just for people in mortgage debt or people on social welfare. We're there for anybody, all different types of debt we will be there for. We can talk you through your budget. We can make sure what's coming in, check your entitlements, what's going out. We will contact your credit on your behalf and maybe advocate and represent you with them. We'll also explore insolvency options. There's a lot of different personal solvency options through the legislation, and we can explore any option that may be suitable and might be the best option for you. We can also, as I say, link you in with other organisations because we work with a lot of different community groups and organisations. So we can help and support you in conjunction with other organisations as well. So, I mean, that's just really a very, very brief outline. But I mean, I would say if you are in any type of debt and it is in any way worrying you or you're concerned about it or you can't manage it or you feel maybe down the line you won't be able to manage it, talk to us because we're your first port of call. There's no point being at home worrying about something. You need to kind of take that first step, talk to us. And as I said to you, we have so many different options and a wide variety of things that we can do to help you. And if we can't help you, we can put you on to people, other people who may be able to help you, for, you know, from homeless organisations to charitable organisations, a wide variety of things. So as I said, that's just a brief outline. We have a fantastic website, www.mabs.ie. And if you go onto that website, you can see all the wide myriad of things that we do. And we also try and work with the community, and, you know, we believe in kind of community education and making people more aware of you know, different elements of being in debt and of maybe being aware of the cost of credit and of budgeting and spending your money and things like that. So go onto our website there and have a look and see exactly what we do. I suppose today, my main reason really to have a chat today, because I know we've had a chat about a number of different options, and I think, John, there's podcasts of all those.
Yeah. We'll just mention that we also do budgeting coming up to Communion Day and Confirmation Day.
We do programmes on that. Yeah, we do. And I had done a recent podcast there with yourself on one of the insolvency options that MABS looks at, which is a debt relief notice. Yeah. And there was a lot of detail we did on that as well. So I try and do a different theme for each different sort of programme that we do, but also make people aware that we're here as well. Yeah. So I suppose the main thing I wanted to talk about today is another scheme that we're involved in called Awalia. So Awalia is a state-funded scheme for people whose homes are in mortgage arrears or at risk of losing their homes. So its main focus is identifying and putting in place financial solutions for indebted borrowers and trying, I suppose, wherever possible to keep them in their home. You know, so up to June of last year, we've had about 10,000 households who've availed of this Awalia scheme in one form or another. It's MABS is the first kind of gateway to the scheme, but as part of the scheme, we work in conjunction with a number of organisations, the Citizens Information Board, the Insolvency Service of Ireland, the Legal Aid Board. But the first port of call into the scheme, I would suggest, would be through MABS. So, I mean, as I said, I would always say the first port of call through MABS would be our helpline, which is 076 107 2000. So people would sort of say, well, what is Awalia? It's been in, I mean, I see even in our local area here, John, there's posters up on the side of walls. I've heard today on another radio station. So, you know, people might see Awalia and think, well, what is that and what does that mean and how can it help me? So I suppose there's...
So just for people who haven't learnt Irish in school, Awalia is actually home.
Yes. Yeah. So it's very relevant because the main aim of a Walia, I suppose, is to keep people, where possible, in their homes. So which is where a Walia came from. So I suppose you can expect a few different elements of the service, okay? I suppose MABS here, we have dedicated mortgage advisors, and we've been recently pleased to hear that due to the vital nature of these advisors, that their roles have been extended. So these are people, I mean, in MABS, in our local office, we have money advisors, and we all deal with mortgage debt, including myself, amongst other debt. But the dedicated mortgage advisors in every region deal, their sole emphasis is late stage mortgage arrears. And that's what they would primarily work on. And they would go into, you know, a lot of detail on that and deal with people specifically in late stage mortgage arrears. And they're called dedicated mortgage advisors. So we have those people available in our North Dublin region here. So, you know, what happens is you come through ourselves in the local office. And if we feel you'd benefit from dealing with one of these dedicated mortgage advisors, we will organise an appointment with you at a location that will be as suitable to you as possible, as we can possibly organise. So that would be the first kind of facet. Now, as well as part of the Awalia scheme, you can get different types of advice, not just from MABS, but from other organisations and agencies. The first sort of step, or the first thing, would be a PIP, a personal insolvency practitioner. So you can get financial advice from them, and they'll help you explore your options under personal insolvency.
Would it cost money to have a PIP in place?
The way it works is, you can apply for a voucher through this Awalia scheme to the value of €500, which will basically entitle you to a face-to-face consultation with a PIP, and the PIP then will carry out a full assessment of your financial situation and explain all the options available to you. Now, as part of that voucher, he has to or she has to confirm that those options in writing to you. And if the PIP advises your best option is personal insolvency, they'll take you through the next steps. Now, you can apply for the voucher, PIP voucher, through MABS, or you can apply directly through a PIP, a personal insolvency practitioner. There's a panel of those, of PIPs. You can pick whichever personal insolvency practitioner from your local area that you feel may be most suitable. We don't recommend, and we can't recommend one over another. But if on the Insolvency Service of Ireland's website, which is called backontrack.ie, there's a panel of PIPs there for you to choose from, and they cover the whole country. So there's a good few in our North Dublin region here. So backontrack.ie, you'll get that list of PIPs, or your local money advisor. If you come into our office and we're applying for a voucher on your behalf, we normally would, for clients, we print off a copy of that panel, give it to people, and then people can pick themselves. Also then, if it's a case, sometimes we get very technically complicated financial issues, maybe somebody who is in a business or somebody who's self-employed, and that can be quite detailed and complicated. And sometimes people may need to avail of accountancy, of the accountancy service. We're not accountants, as I had said before. So what we would do is, if it's a very complicated financial issue, we can apply for a voucher for free financial advice from an accountant. Again, there's a panel of accountants available as well. Now, for that accountancy voucher, you first of all have to come through MABS, and we'll sit down with you and look at a standard financial statement similar to what you would have filled out. You'll be familiar with it. If you're in mortgage arrears, you would have always had to fill out a standard financial statement for your bank. So MABS will first of all have to complete that on your behalf, and then give that to you, and we apply for the voucher, and you will go to the accountant with that voucher. So that's from very complicated, as I said, sometimes maybe self-employed people, or just different nuances, because not everybody has, everyone's debt is different, I suppose, and the people need different advice. And then a third aspect of, again, bearing in mind what I've said, different type of advice, you might need legal advice on technically. Now, it's not just legal advice, I'll stand up and act on your behalf in court, because we'll talk about that in a few minutes. We have court mentors, but legal advice on some technical element, legally technical element of your case. Again, you can apply for a voucher for that. Again, you have to come through MABS. First of all, we look at your standard financial statement. We'll give you a copy of that and you can apply then for a legal advice voucher. And then I suppose moving on from the legal advice voucher into if you are going into court and if it is a case that, well, hopefully you've already obtained some, with all those assistances that you can get down along the line, you would have maybe have gotten financial and legal advice through the Awalia scheme. You might have talked to a PIP. But if not, and if you're in due in court next week or whatever, there will be a duty solicitor from the Legal Aid Board. They're at all the Circuit Court possession hearing dates. They won't be acting on your behalf, but they will certainly on the day give you some limited legal advice, because it is very daunting, obviously, at a possession case in the Circuit Court. It's your family home. Also, we MABS also have Awalia court mentors. So these are MABS employees who would sit in the court, and they are like that at the Circuit Court possession hearing dates. They'll make themselves known. They always have. There's a lovely lady in the Dublin court that a lot of our clients would have touched base with. They'd always make themselves known. They're always there way before the court session starts. So I would say to you, if you haven't availed of all the services that you can avail of up to your date in court, and you are due to go into court next week or tomorrow or whatever, go in and look out for the MABS court mentor. They can't speak for you in court, but they can certainly offer you help, advice, assistance. They can also link you in with your local MABS service. They would normally touch base with us and recommend that maybe somebody that they've been speaking to will be contacting us. So they're a great resource, particularly because it's such a stressful day and such a stressful time to be in the courts. I've sat in the courts myself at possession hearing dates. They are noisy. They are stress filled. There are lots. Sometimes there could be 50 or 60 cases to be heard before the county registrar. So it's very daunting.
Sounds horrible.
It is very, very daunting. And to have somebody like a court mentor there just to guide you, to give you advice, to let you know what's happening, what will happen. Because if you get there a little bit early, she or he can outline what may happen, what information that you may be asked, and link you back in with your MABS service.
Yeah, so the person's got to be stressed anyway, being in that situation.
Absolutely, John, absolutely. So it's, you know, as I said, they will always have a name tag on them. So you will find them, they will be there, and you'll see the MABS logo on them. So I would thoroughly recommend people to look out for, you know, the court mentor in the court case. So then I suppose the next step is, well, do I qualify for Awalia? How do I get this voucher? There are a few things that you have to be, obviously, to apply for this voucher, for these vouchers, and to avail of the scheme in all its different aspects, not only the voucher, but for, you know, the other elements of it. So obviously, you know, you have to be in mortgage arrears on your home. Now, if your mortgage arrears are only on a buy-to-let property, so just buy-to-let, you're not covered by the scheme. However, if you're in mortgage arrears on your home and you own a buy-to-let property, so you were in arrears on your home and you've also bought a home in the boom that you've rented out, you can qualify for the voucher as long as you meet the other criteria. So the other criteria would be you're at risk of losing your home because of your in arrears. So it wouldn't be somebody who's just one payment in arrears. Yeah. Because, you know, you need to make sure you get the value from this voucher. But if you've received a letter from the bank saying your mortgage is unsustainable, if you've received a letter from the bank saying you're not cooperating, or if you've received a letter from the bank saying there are no other options but voluntary surrender or sell your home, you can apply for the voucher. Now, you have to be what's called reasonably accommodated as well. So you can't be a person living in a 5-bedroomed house on your own.
Yeah.
So it has to be reasonably accommodated. So the cost of continuing to live in your home isn't disproportionately expensive. So they're not really tight stipulations, but they kind of make sense.
Yeah,
You know, it can't be just, as I said, somebody who's just one payment in arrears. You would be in serious mortgage arrears. But, you know, when you come and talk to us in MABS, we can guide you. We will always refer somebody who we feel would be eligible for assistance from the Awalia scheme to apply for a voucher, because it's there. It's you know, people, if you're listening to this and you're in mortgage arrears and you're in late stage mortgage arrears, there are a lot of supports there. As I've said, there's the dedicated mortgage advisors. There are the different type of vouchers that you can apply for. And also then there are the court mentor and the duty solicitor as supports in the court. So it's very stressful. It's very daunting being in mortgage arrears. And I mean, as I'd say to people, there is never a case where it's too late. There is never, even if it's your second or third time to be called back into the court, don't feel you can't contact MABS at that stage. You obviously, the sooner you contact us, the better. I mean, we'd have people who are in what we call pre-arrears. So it's somebody, actually the other day, myself, who they know they're going to lose their job in a month's time. So they're just preparing for the fact that they won't be able to meet their next mortgage repayment. So they'd be pre-arrears. So we'd talk to people at that stage. And on the other spectrum, we would talk to people who could be called to the court on their third or fourth mortgage possession hearing.
Yeah. And these possessions are going on even.
They are. But I mean, what our emphasis, I suppose, yeah, would be to, as much as possible,
try and avoid that.
I mean, it's a difficult housing market. It's difficult to rent. It's difficult to get a mortgage. So I would say, and the main emphasis for anybody, I suppose, is the roof over your head. I mean, that would be the most important thing. So the whole thing of Awalia is to make people aware that there are supports there. And I suppose that's why I'm kind of here today, really, because I'd hate to think that there's somebody out there in mortgage arrears struggling and not really sure, have seen a poster up in the wall but not really sure where to go. Now, in all our posters and everything, there is the MABS helpline number that's there. So they are fantastic. They are Monday to Friday, 9 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock in the evening. So they would always be your first port of call. If you're living in the Coolock or the North Dublin area, we're here in the Civic Centre. Come up to us. We are appointment based, but we can certainly take your details and organise one for you. We also, because I know your listenership extends just to Coolock, so we also have an office in Dorset Street. We have an office in Swords. We have an office in Finglas, Ballymun and Blanchardstown. So there, I mean, we have other Dublin South Region offices, but in the North Dublin region, they would be local offices, and we would be the office here in Coolock that would cover this area.
And are there nationwide offices?
There are indeed. Yeah, there are indeed. We cover the whole of the country, really. So there are offices in anywhere that you are. All you do is just ring the helpline and they'll put you in touch, or go onto our website and there's an office locator there. So you just put in your county or whatever and you'll get in contact with, or you'll get your list of offices there and all the contact numbers. So that's it, John. So hopefully, as I said, the information is relatively clear.
People will realise there is help out there.
That's the big message.
The problems can be solved.
That's the big message. Yeah. Problems can be solved, and it's never too late. That's another thing. It's never too late, but the earlier you contact us, the better. But you can see I probably flew through all those things there in and it's really only an overview today, and I'd be guiding people to go onto our website, mabs.ie, or onto the Insolvency Service of Ireland website, backontrack.ie, and follow the links and you'll get loads of information there.
And there will be a podcast put up of this interview, and if people want to listen again, they go onto the Near FM website and click on Near FM, listen again. And
brilliant. That's fantastic.
Okay, Margaret, as usual, it's been very, very interesting, and thank you very much for coming into the office to us.
Thanks very much, John. Thank you.